This website spends an enormous amount of time cataloging man's arrival at monumental truths. Truths that have been recorded in the Holy Bible thousands of years prior to their discoveries. Truths that only the Creator could know. God Said, Man Said presently hosts 431 subjects in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, it grows by one. These subjects prove the unquestionable veracity of the Word of God. The critics clamor for truth. Truth that they refuse to recognize or embrace even when exposed to it. Truth is the Word of God. God Said, Man Said stands to contend for the faith in order to convince the gainsayers of the beauty of God's salvation, and more importantly, to help confirm the faith of the saints in Holy Writ and aid in arming them to battle for the souls of men. How about you, dear visitor? Has your soul been redeemed? Have your sins and shame been expunged from the record? Have you been born again, born a second time? Would you like a new father, a new name, a new beginning? God Said, Man Said has magnificent news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Do it right now. We'll wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. God said, Psalms chapter 90, verse 2, Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God said, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13, For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear, by no greater, he sware by himself. Man said on a bus in England, There's probably no God. Now stop worrying and enjoy your life. Now the record. The unregenerated wish that there were no God of the Bible, in whose words man is shown the way of life and death and required to choose. God speaks about this mindset in Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. The God of the Bible is the God above all gods. A couple of years ago, God Said, Man Said was attempting to place commercials on England's radio stations. We were blocked, yes, banned, from advertising on their airwaves by their national censors. We were first challenged to prove the scientific statements made in the commercials. We sent the needed documentation, but were still rebuffed. After several more back and forths, it became obvious they had no intention of putting us on the air. The radio commercials the censors were reviewing made serious and various assertions such as honey in the finger of God or homosexuality, God and science speak, etc. The Englishman I personally spoke to said to me, Which God? This was a legitimate question. Which God? The God of the majority text authorized King James Version of the Bible. That God. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're so glad you've come. I am that I am. Why such a name? God refers to himself as I am. How would you refer to yourself? You'd begin with your name. You are the son or daughter of so-and-so, who was the son or daughter of so-and-so, etc. You live on the earth, for example, in the Western Hemisphere, in such a country, in such a state or province, in such a city or borough, on such a street, at such a number. The earth itself sits in a universe in such a place in the cosmos, and the only reference point can be the Creator himself. Imagine that there were no earth, universe, or God, and you were alone floating in emptiness without a name, without mother or father, without any anchor of reference. How would you describe yourself? This example is not without its flaws, but it should suffice. Now consider the God of the Bible. He has no initial reference point outside himself. He is before all things. He is the creator of all things. He is from everlasting to everlasting, with no beginning or end of days. God has no father or mother or wife, but is fully sourced in himself. He is I am that I am, a fully appropriate name. God, therefore, must be the anchor of reference for all that is. Outside of God, man's knowledge will always fall short of truth. Ultimate knowledge lies outside of the created and rests fully with the Creator himself. God said, man said, has written several times about what science calls the theory of everything. Enormous amounts of cash and energy are being expended to find the theoretical Higgs boson, known as the God particle, which they believe is the source of all that is. The LHC, which stands for Large Hadron Collider, is a man-made colossus which dwells underground in Europe. If memory serves, it is about 18 miles in circumference. It launched in 2008 and quickly went down. It's scheduled to resume operations in the fall of 2009. One of its primary goals is to find the Higgs boson and establish the theory of everything. We could save them the effort. The theory of everything does not dwell within the universe. It is recorded, although, in the very first 10 words of the Bible, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Scientists now theorize that the theory of everything cannot dwell within the created, within the universe. The following paragraphs are found in the March 2009 issue of Scientific American under the title, Impossible Inferences, A Mathematical Theory of Knowledge's Limits Take Shape. Deep in the deluge of knowledge that poured forth from science in the 20th century were found ironclad limits on what we can know. Werner Heisenberg discovered that improved precision regarding, say, an object's position inevitably degraded the level of certainty of its momentum. Kurt Gödel showed that within any formal mathematical system advanced enough to be useful, it is impossible to use the system to prove every true statement that it contains. And Alan Turing demonstrated that one cannot, in general, determine if a computer algorithm is going to halt. David H. Wolpert, a physicist-trained computer scientist at the NASA Ames Research Center, has chimed in with his version of a knowledge limit. Because of it, he concludes, the universe lies beyond the grasp of any intellect, no matter how powerful, that could exist within the universe. Specifically, during the past 2 years, he has been refining a proof that no matter what laws of physics govern a universe, there are inevitably facts about the universe that its inhabitants cannot learn by experiment or predict with a computation. Philippe M. Binder, a physicist at the University of Hawaii at Hilo, suggests that the theory implies researchers seeking unified laws cannot hope for anything better than a theory of almost everything, end of quote. Again, from above, Wolpert concludes, the universe lies beyond the grasp of any intellect, no matter how powerful, that could exist within the universe. Mr. Wolpert is correct. All things hail back to I am that I am. When the source of all things is rejected, man wanders in emptiness, asking, where did I come from? Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? What is the theory of everything? The answer is Jesus Christ, for it is by him that God created all things. John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. God said, Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. God said, Psalms chapter 90, verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God said, Hebrews 6:13, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Man said on a bus in England, there's probably no God. Now stop worrying and enjoy your life. Now you have the record.